Dame mucha y una hierba a la mesa. Dame nema tir kidnapia.
Lisa, I'm starved. What are we going to have? What's the duck doing on the table?
He's having lunch, except he doesn't want to eat.
Well, he doesn't have to have it on the table. All right, duck, get off.
Oliver, you know he only understands Hungarian.
Oh, well, tell him to get off the table.
Madravne, mein lazastar, mein man. If you were any kind of a father, you'd learn to talk to him in Hungarian.
I'm not planning on talking to him in any language now. Can I please have what's that mess?
It's Hungarian duck food. It's got shredded prunes, jellied liver, and it's stuffed with a fish sauce. I can't understand why Drabne won't eat it. It used to be his favorite food when he lived in Hungary.
Well, fine. Now, what's for lunch?
You can have this. He didn't even touch it.
I wouldn't go near that with a snorkel tube.
You love shredded prunes.
I never had shredded prunes.
You know how you always put fish sauce on everything.
When do I put fish sauce?
Oliver, I am worried about Drabne. He doesn't eat, he's tossing in his sleep, and he gets headaches.
A duck doesn't get it.
I think I know what's wrong with him. He's homesick for Hungary.
Then let's send him home.
Uncle Jano sent him to us as a present. We can't send him back.
All right, we'll have him deported. An anonymous call to the immigration authorities ought to do it.
Oliver, that's not a very nice thing to say.
You've been pampering him too much.
You don't understand. Like all Hungarians, he's very sensitive. Now, if you would play with him once in a while.
I'm not playing with any dumb duck.
Now you did it.
What's him?
He's going into the bedroom with his security blanket.
Out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Lisa? Lisa, I can't work with all this rest. Ooh, hey, you dirty. I ought to give you such a...
Oh, a child beater.
I'm not a child. He bit me.
What did you do to him?
Nothing. I just turned off the record player.
No wonder he bit you. He was listening to Hungarian gypsy music.
Well, I don't care.
They're his favorites. And if you were any kind of a father, you'd sing one to him once in a while.
Will you stop calling me his father?
Aspontoy namazapad.
What was that about?
He wanted to know what you said, and I told him that you said that you're not his father. He said he's happy to hear that.
Look, can you keep him quiet? I'm trying to get some work done.
That's a good little boy.
Oh, it's you. That's all I need. There's nobody home.
Oliver, did I hear Arnold?
Yes, I was just saying goodbye to him.
Well, I was expecting him. Come on in, Arnold.
I don't want him in here. I'm trying to...
Oliver, I called the Zifferson and asked them to send Arnold over so Drabney has somebody to play with his own age.
Honey, I'm not running a zoo.
Drabney!
Lisa, please, will you...
Drabney, this is Arnold. I think they're going to be good friends.
Not in here, they're not.
But Arnold came over to play with Drabney.
They can play outside. Come on, outside, both of you.
Play nice. I wonder what game they're going to play.
Russian roulette would be nice.
Oliver! You see, Drabney can only speak Hungarian, and Arnold only speaks English. He also speaks French and Spanish and a little bit of Japanese.
Japanese?
And sayonara to you too, Arnold.
The door to keep out that stupid Hungarian rhapsody.
What are all these papers?
I'm trying to fill out my state income tax.
Can Drabney help you? He has nothing to do.
Lisa, please, let me finish this.
All right, darling, go ahead. Is that $400?
It's a deduction for business expenses.
Oh, you're going to try to do that again.
What?
Remember the last time you tried it, you almost finished up in jail, and I was going to bake you a cake with a saw in it.
Lisa, please, will you leave me alone?
All right. Can I get you some more coffee?
No, thanks.
I'll get you some.
Hi!
Hello, Derek.
Oh, I see the chief is working.
Yes, and he doesn't want to be disturbed.
What's he working on?
His tax form.
Oh, cheating the government again, huh?
This time it's the state.
Look, would you two mind...
You'd better be careful. Last year we almost lost you to the feds.
Yeah, will you please...
If Mom hadn't baked you that cake with a file in it, you'd still be in the pokey.
Ed, will you do me a favor?
Where's Drabney?
Listening to gypsy music. It soothes his nerves.
Well, I got him a present here that ought to cheer him up. Drabney!
Ev, will you...
What did you get him, Ev?
This. The guy in the store said this is real big in Hungary. It's called the Budapest Banger.
What does it do?
I'll show you.
Hey, Ev, no, Ev, all right, stop that!
He doesn't like anything Hungarian.
Look, take that thing and get it out of here, will you?
Look what I got for you, Drobny.
Show him how it works, Ab.
No, not in here. No, no, not, not, not.
Where did the ball go?
It's in Mr. Douglas's coffee cup.
What did you put it in there for?
You nitwit. You ruined my tax form.
I'm sorry, Drobny. I'll see if I can fix it for you.
Don't bother, Ab. I don't think that will help him with his problem. He needs friends.
You know, it's too bad him and Arnold didn't hit it off.
Oh, they would have if there wasn't a language barrier.
You know something? If you were any kind of father, you would hire a tutor for Drobny so he could learn some English.
I'm not his father, and I don't...
I know just what he needs. He needs a girlfriend.
Why don't you call your cousin, see if she'll go out with him?
Which cousin is that?
The one with the webbed feet.
I wonder where we could find a girl duck.
Yeah, one that speaks Hungarian.
Oh, that won't be necessary if they start a romance, because love is the one language that everybody understands. Except him. Where are you going?
I'm going into Drucker's. I want to see if he has another tax form.
I'll go with you. I'll see if maybe Mr. Drucker knows somebody who has a girl duck. I told Rodney about the girlfriend, and he likes the idea.
Well, I really don't care what he likes, but if you want to come with me, let's go.
Come on, Drobny. We're going for a ride.
Oh, no, not Drobny.
Of course. If he wants to have a girlfriend, he's going to be the one who chooses her.
Look, I don't want to take that...
Anyway, we're not going to be the kind of parents who are going to choose a romance for their child. Oh, hello there, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Douglas. Mr. Douglas?
Mr. Drucker, I'd like to get a...
Oh, hello, Drobny. Say, how's he feeling? I heard he was homesick.
Yes, he's still pretty down on the dumps.
The Budapest banger didn't cheer him up?
Mr. Drucker, could I please get waited on?
Sorry, well, what is it you want?
We want to get a girl duck for Drobny.
We want a tax form.
Do you know anyone that has any?
Tax forms or girl ducks?
Girl ducks.
Look, Lisa, will you,
Girl ducks, huh?
And it should be a girl from a good family. You see, Drobny has royal blood in him.
Oh, really?
Yes, in Hungary, his father was the head duck in the palace pond.
Oh, well, I'll be a... Well, it's an honor to have you here, your duckship.
Oh, look, Mr. Drucker, could I please have a state tax form?
Oh, of course. I have one here someplace. State tax form. Oh, say, I just happened to think. Ben Miller has a girl duck. No, he had it for Christmas dinner.
If he'd like one for this Christmas.
Oliver! Now you hurt his feelings.
Oh, I thought he couldn't understand English.
He doesn't, but he knows when he's being sold down the river.
Oh, here we are, state tax form.
Look, this form has already been filled out by somebody.
It has?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you just cross out these figures and put your own in.
Look, haven't you got a new form, please?
New form. Oh, say, you're in luck. Here's one that's only 5 years old.
You've been coughing an awful lot lately.
Well,
if you hear of anybody that has a girl duck, be sure to call me.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good.
Well, let's go.
Come on, Drobny. On the way home, Drobny and I will sit in the back seat. I don't want him to catch your cough. Oh, Oliver.
Lisa, I'm going to work on my tax in the bedroom, and I don't want to be disturbed.
I'll see that nobody bothers you.
Ha ha ha!
seen it.
What is all the commotion?
Oh, it's that darn duck again.
He says you hit him.
He's a liar.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the barn, and I don't want to be disturbed by anyone. Especially you.
I keep telling you he doesn't understand English. You're right. He is a big sorehead.
Hi, owner. Come over to give you a checkup. Now, open your mouth and say, ah.
Mr. Kimball.
No. Not Mr. Kimball. Just say, ah.
Mr. Kimball.
You don't seem to understand, Elder. All I want is a simple ah.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
Well, what are you doing?
The cow's acting very strange. She keeps saying, Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Kimball, well, what do you want?
I don't know. What do you got? Not what you've got. It's what Elmer's got.
What are you talking about?
Well, the chief sent me out to check all the cows in the neighborhood.
What for?
Cow throat.
Cow throat?
Shh. It's a disease that cows get. Well, it's not a disease. It's more of a, well, you can always tell it by feeling the throat right there. Would you open your mouth and say, ah?
Hey, come on, Mr. Kimball, now cut it out.
Can anybody give me a simple ah? Hey, that's close, but that's still not it.
Look, there is nothing wrong with Eleanor. Now, would you mind leaving? I'm busy.
Oh, no. You go right ahead. What are you doing?
My income tax.
You never give up, do you? Still trying to get that old $400 deduction, huh?
Goodbye, Mr. Kimball.
Well, so long, Miss Douglas. Oh, say, by the way, I hear you're looking for a friend for Drobny. Would you be interested in a goat that speaks Armenian? Well, it's not pure Armenian. It's,
Goodbye, Mr. Kimball. Yeah.
Well, so long, Mr. Douglas. Goodbye, Eleanor.
In the bathroom.
What are you doing in there?
I'm working on my income tax. It's the only place I could get any...
Something terrible has happened. Drobny disappeared.
Wonderful. Close the door on your way out.
Oh, Oliver, this is serious.
Lisa, just let me finish my work.
I think he ran away from home. All his things are gone.
What things?
His security blanket, his gypsy record.
Did you count our silverware?
Oliver, this is serious. Oh, that poor little duck is out there all alone. We've got to find him.
Look, I'm not running around looking for a duck.
Oh, Oliver, please. You know, he was so unhappy. He was telling me last night that he was thinking of hitchhiking to Budapest.
Budapest?
Mrs. Douglas!
Oh, you found him. Where was he?
He was trying to hitch a ride to Budapest.
Oh, the poor little fellow. He's shivering.
I'll give him a hot bath.
Where are you going?
To draw a hot tub for Drobny.
Oh, no. I'm doing my tax form in there.
No wonder the little nipper wants to go home. You're so unfriendly to him.
Maybe we should send Drobny home.
Good. Now that that's settled.
Of course, he would be happy here if we could find him a girl duck.
Oh, forget it. There aren't any around.
I think Tarzan's found his mate.
Come on, Oliver.
Down, boy, down.
I might have known.
Mr. Haney, is that a girl, Doc?
I believe so. She answers to the name of Gertrude.
Then it is a girl.
Not necessarily. Your brother used to answer to the name of Florence.
Mr. Haney, does Gertrude speak Hungarian?
I never ask her. Gertrude, do you speak Hungarian? You do? She said she speaks it fluently.
Oh, brother.
She'd be perfect for Drobny. Mr. Haney, is she for sale?
Oh, there's a superfluous question.
Well, I wouldn't think of selling her.
But, Mr. Haney, Drobny needs a wife to make him happy.
In that case, you may have her. Now, may I have your check for $600, please?
I thought she wasn't for sale.
Oh, well, she's not. I'm just renting her to you for $20 a day, the first month payable in advance.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
It sure does.
It's not... Look, I'm not spending $600 for a duck.
Gertrude said if you was any kind of a father, you'd be glad to buy your son a female companion.
And she's right. Drobny wants to make friends with her. Look at that. It's love at first sight.
Yes, it is. This heart-rendering moment is certainly worth $600, isn't it?
It's worth more than that.
It sure is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, but Oliver, please. Oh, please, Oliver.
Oh, for... Look, Mr. Haney, I'll give you $20 for the duck.
Oh, I couldn't take the... Well, I guess I'm just an old softy when it comes to romance. Oh, by the way, would you be interested in a honeymoon trip for Gertrude and Drobny?
Yes, we would.
No, we wouldn't.
It'd only cost $200, and that would include...
Beat it!
Oliver, thank you for buying Gertrude for Drobny. You made Drobny very happy. Just look at them. I think they want to be alone. We better get lost for a while.
Well, I'm not getting lost. This is my house. Hey! How did they lock the door?
Now, do you get the message?
Look, hey! Come on, you two. Break it up in there.
Oliver, you're wasting your time. Once a Hungarian honeymoon starts, there is no way of stopping it.
How are the newlyweds getting along?
What newlyweds?
Drobny and Gertrude.
Well, they're hardly newlyweds. They've been married over 5 weeks.
They sure sent me a pretty postcard from Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls?
Where else would you expect a duck to go on his honeymoon?
Over. Look, Mr. Drucker...
They're living out of your place now?
Yes, but Drobny's building them a house to live in.
It's not a house. It's a little thing that Eb's building for them.
Yes, but Drobny drew up the plans.
Look, Mr. Drucker, could I...
Excuse me. Drucker's store. What? Oh, yeah, just a second. It's Eb for you.
Hello? Eb? Yes. What? Well, boys on water will be right home.
What's the matter?
We are going to be grandparents. Aren't they cute?
What else could they be?
Just like a grandfather. So modest.
Drobny named that one after you, and that one after you, and the third one after me.
Isn't that a chick?
Yeah.
I wonder how Drobny's wife explained that to him.
Mm-hmm.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.